We've been asking throughout the course of the show what you have learnt during lockdown. We're coming up, I think it's almost 9, maybe even 10 months of lockdown. Believe it or not, we are still in a form of lockdown, but it's more or less freedom of movement for many people, businesses and industry. Of course, not totally open, but that is just where we are at the moment. Now, a recent independent online survey commissioned by Sanlam that was completed by more than 5,000 people revealed that the vast majority of South Africans are determined to look at the silver linings of otherwise a very disruptive and a very stormy, for lack of a better word, 2020. A staggering 93% of respondents conceded that they learned valuable lessons during the course of this lockdown. To talk to us a little bit more about this is Mariska Oosthuizen, and she's the head of brand at Sanlam. Thanks so much for joining us, Mariska. Firstly, what have you learnt during this 9 months of lockdown?
Hello, Lester. Thank you so much. Yeah, no, I've also learned some positive lessons. I think all of us, you know, some of the key sort of themes that come out is some of the stuff I've learned as well. It's like, you know, time spent with family, time spent at home, you know, how enjoyable that can be. And that we can actually get along with a lot less than we think we need. So, yeah, I would say those are some of the key lessons I myself have learned. Mm.
But specifically to the 5,000 people who participated in the survey, it does seem as if people have, yes, the economy has taken a knock. Yes, the 2 million jobs that have been lost over the course of this lockdown is a serious issue. But being South Africans, we tend to go to the very, very brink, the edge of the precipice. We pull ourselves back and then we have a laugh about it. South Africans have been looking at the lighter side of lockdown.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we can't deny that it's been an incredibly tough year, right? And a lot of people have been affected and very seriously so. So we definitely can't ignore that. But a lot of South Africans are definitely looking at, you know, sort of the upside. I mean, I think what we found as a brand is as consumers got, you know, or our audience, the people out there got tired of talking about, you know, all the plans that they had to put on pause and, you know, the things that were disrupted. Mm. And they were actually starting to get ready to start looking towards the future, looking towards the positive, and that's why we actually commissioned the survey. And a lot of positive lessons learned, a lot of positive, you know, sort of new skills learned. Some of the positive lessons specifically, like I said, quality time with family is the thing that comes up number one. You know, prioritizing yourself and your growth and your development. And then also very encouraging for us as a financial services organization, you know, getting a better handle on finances and sticking to a budget is something that became really important for people to focus on.
Seeing particularly in the start of this lockdown, many people that I know went through existential crises, realizing that many of their fears are not in order. And all of a sudden, and later on, I then spoke to some people on air in the financial services industry, in the life insurance industry. And they said as soon as was possible, people were contacting their brokers, contacting banking institutions saying, heck, I need to get life insurance. I need to get my affairs in order. And many people using this opportunity to learn that lesson.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, there's many studies that have been done and it showed that financial planning is extremely top of mind for people now. I mean, out of our survey, 67% of people said one of the biggest lessons they learned is this thing about saving for a rainy day. So you need to be prepared, right? You need to be ready with that emergency fund. So when something unforeseen like this happens or anything happens in life, that you have something to fall back on. So we've actually seen that people are actually more focused on their financial and planning and their you know, being prepared than ever before. Mm-hmm. And 78% of them going, you know, we shouldn't take anything for granted. So you know, save for the rainy day and don't take things for granted are some of the key things that came up out of the survey.
We're speaking to Mariska Oosthuizen, and she's the head of brand at Sanlam. They conducted a survey, 5,000 South Africans, many people learning interesting things about themselves. What I have learned is that I have a very, very short attention span, or maybe it is lockdown that has brought this short attention span. I cannot watch through, go through a sitting of movies. Heck, it's been a struggle to read even books during this time because my imagination just goes. And that's maybe something that I've learnt about myself. What have you learnt? Give me a call. 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567. Trevor on the WhatsApp line says, "Hi Lester, one thing this virus has taught me is that there are so many people out there who lacks basic common sense. Why would anyone go near a crowded mall on Black Friday? The mind boggles." That's according to Trevor. Look, there is this whole talk of a reset, particularly in financial markets, financial systems, entire, you know, ideologies of how governments relate to their people, personal changes in attitude, looking at things that are worth more than just money and physical objects. Many people turning to that now, Mariska.
Absolutely, and I do think that's some of the positive that's come out of here, right? People going, what is really important in life? For me, who work in a corporate and it's a, you know, a 9-to-5 and in the office all the time, we now have more flexibility. We can work from home and work in the office. Just the importance of, you know, our natural resources around us. So I do really think, maybe this was a important wake up call for us as a human race to just start focusing on what is really important again. I mean, what I found really encouraging, and I've heard this stat as well, is that, like, I think more than 1 million people gave up smoking. So people's health has become important to them again. And I really think it's just like focusing on those really important things, in life out there.
What have you learned, Mariska Oosthuizen, head of brand at Sanlam? Thanks so much for joining us. What